I believe in that brain game doesn't give a brain but affect so much. My favorite hobby is brain games. I think it's mainly because of my older brothers. They really liked to play video games and now I like it too. But in 2002, a book against game was published. The name of that book is The Horror of Game Brain. This book was written on the harm of playing games by Akio Mori. After this book was published, many mass media reported bad articles about playing games. This movement made a beef among people, especially parents, that playing games can give a brain bad effects. People thought so, on the ground that when you play games, your brain's condition becomes like dementia, and playing games can get player more likely to be angry. Actually, my mother also scolded me when I played games while saying, "You will become poor because of playing games." But there are 5 reasons why his theory is not trustworthy. First, the author of The Horror of Game Brain, Akio Mori, is the professor of education and physiology. So he is not professional of brain science or neurology. And he doesn't have enough knowledge about brain waves. He critically lacks fundamental knowledge about brain. Second, in that book he said that brain's condition while playing video games is similar with one while sleeping. In other words, it means that sleeping also can give our brain bad influences. However, as we know, sleeping is even really good and necessary for us. Third, he suggests to exercise for prevent from being game brain. However, according to data, which is cited by himself, a brain wave while playing sports is almost same as one while playing video games. He nevertheless didn't mention the sameness. Fourth, he regarded beta wave and alpha wave as a basic standard to find abnormality of brain. His idea is that overlapping between beta wave and alpha wave was caused by an abnormality of brain. But this idea is denied in terms of cognitions. And he ignores spike wave and sharp wave, which are thought necessary for finding abnormality of brain. Fifth, as for the way he measured brain waves, in this method, a lot of artifact can be measured. Artifact is phenomenon which happens in measuring brainwave or electrocardiogram and so on. Artifact is not useful at all or even really cumbersome. And numerical values of artifact and beta wave are similar. So sometimes doctors make a wrong diagnosis because of it. In some experiments, it turned out that playing game is beneficial. Many people think if you play video game, your eyesight will get worse. But actually, in experiment, people who play video games for a long time can see smaller letters than others. People who play video games also good at attention. In experiment that subject followed some dots with their eyes, people who play big games did better. As a result, I think playing game is not harmful but beneficent. However, of course, playing games too much is not so good.